This recording, Scotland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland, and I was brought up in Duddingston, which is on the east side of Edinburgh. It's quite a nice part of the city because it's near Holyrood Park, so there's a lot of hills and green around, and it's quite quiet, and you know, there's a wee village nearby with a lovely kind of little park and ducks and things. And then I moved to the other side of Edinburgh, Leith, which is where Trainspotting was set. Let's see, definitely go to the old town of Edinburgh, definitely. The castle is magnificent. I mean, it's, you know, it's corny to say go and see the castle, but it is fantastic. It's because it's not just a castle, it's like a whole town, it's like a little settlement, and it's so vivid when you go in there. You can imagine sort of a carts and people riding around the little cobbled streets inside the castle, so it is amazing. It's huge and it's really interesting. What else? The Museum of Scotland's excellent. It's quite new. It just opened about a year ago, and it's a museum to the history of Scotland, and it's got everything from like the Picts to the 20th century, and it's really, really, really well done and really interesting, so that's really worth seeing. And then the third thing you should definitely do is go on a ghost tour, because you might get me taking you around, because that's my night job. Ghost tours in the Royal Mile of Edinburgh, and we take people down all the little closes and wynds and little alleyways, and they all have ghost stories connected with them, or most of them anyway. So we take you down there and tell you all these like real stories, you know, people like Deacon Brodie, who Jekyll and Hyde is based on, and Major Weir, who was a witch, a famous warlock. And we also take people underground to an old set of 18th century workshops and workrooms that were completely discovered by accident about 6 years ago, just as they had been 200 years before. So we take you down there and scare you and scream at you and things, so it's good fun.